There has been a settlement in lawsuits brought by a coalition of 18 states, including Colorado, against the administration of ex-President Donald Trump. The coalition of states sued twice in 2019 and 2020, alleging that the Trump administration illegally diverted taxpayer money for the construction of a border wall in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser said the diversion of funds harmed Colorado because some of it was meant for projects at the Peterson Space Force Base in Colorado Springs. He also said that the Trump administration violated the authority of Congress and undermined the separation of branches of government. According to a press release, the Biden administration is restoring funding for those military construction projects, including $8 million for the Peterson Space Force Base. The settlement terms also include the restoration of millions of dollars in funds for military projects in California, New York, Virginia, and other states. Mike Johnston is now the 46th mayor of Denver after being sworn into office yesterday. Mayor Johnston, who replaces term-limited Michael Hancock, said in his inaugural speech that every problem the city faces is solvable. KGNU's Jacob Agatston has the story.
Former state senator Mike Johnston took to the stage at the Ellie Calkins Opera House Monday to take the oath of office and become the first new mayor of Denver in 12 years. Johnston, who was elected mayor on June 6th, talked about the struggles many Denverites have faced in the past couple of years, from the pandemic to surging housing prices. After briefly touching on past events, Johnston shifted gears to his campaign promises, such as ending homelessness, helping those with addictions and mental health issues, and creating a better Denver for all.
Those of us on this stage took an oath today. But for us to succeed, every Denverite must take their own oath. An oath to dream, to serve, and to deliver. To dream a Denver bold enough to include all of us. To serve our city above ourselves. And to march on shoulder to shoulder, undeterred by failure, until we deliver results. That is our oath.
Johnston said he and his office will deliver some plans for their first 100 days today. For KGNU, I'm Jacob Agatston.
The city of Boulder has a new municipal court administrator. Devon Kissick-Kelly was promoted to the position yesterday. She's been the deputy court administrator since 2016. City officials said that as an internal candidate, Kissick-Kelly is deeply familiar with the workings of the court and its team. The municipal court addresses city code violations. Taylor Swift's weekend in Denver has had an impact on the community beyond the stage. KGNU's Yvonne Olivas explains.
Food Bank of the Rockies announced that Taylor Swift made a large donation to them on Friday, before her opening night at Empower Field Stadium, where she played two sold-out nights. Swift's donation will buy enough food for 75,000 meals. The food bank said the pandemic and food inflation created a dent in their budget. Food bank attendance has increased about 60%. Chief Marketing Officer Aditi Desai told 9 News the food bank is spending triple the amount on food compared to pre-COVID times. Food Bank of the Rockies isn't the first or last organization to receive a donation from the artist. Swift has donated to food banks in different states as she makes her way through the country during her Eras tour. For KGNU, I'm Yvonne Olivas.
Interstate 70's Eisenhower Johnson Tunnel has reopened to traffic after a car fire shut it down for several hours on Monday. That fire yesterday afternoon forced the closure of Interstate 70 in both directions. It caused thick, heavy smoke and set off sprinklers inside the tunnel. Firefighters were able to put out the flames and tow the car out of the tunnel. Everyone inside the car got out safely. There's no word at this time on what caused the car to catch fire. The scorching temperatures gripping much of Colorado are expected to continue into today. The mercury reached 99 degrees in the Denver area yesterday. The National Weather Service issued a heat advisory up and down the Front Range and into western Colorado, where it reached a record-setting 107 degrees in Grand Junction. Authorities are urging extreme caution during this heat wave. When it's this hot, being outside for extended periods can lead to heat exhaustion. This, in turn, can lead to heat stroke. People are urged to stay inside if possible and stay hydrated. Everyone is also reminded to check on those more vulnerable to heat-related issues, such as the elderly. Temperatures should return to normal levels later in the week, but today is expected to be mostly sunny and hot. The National Weather Service says temperatures should reach the 90s again. There's a 30% chance of rain, mainly later this afternoon, that could cool things off a bit. In Denver, the high is expected to be 96 degrees. We'll see 94 in Boulder, 93 in Fort Collins, and in Nederland look for a high temperature of 78 degrees. For KGNU, I'm John Kellen.